So stupid.
There's gotta just get this, get another one.
All right, Beth. All right, we're going after Johnny. This guy's a pizza delivery guy. Watch out, he might try to put on top of your head that hot and ready box.
Hot and ready box.
He might try to put the hot and ready box over your head. Watch out. Keep an eye on him, Dwayne Lee.
You're so stupid.
He's so stupid, bro. Well, hello, hello, hello. What an exciting time to be joining Coffee and Ketchup today. We're very excited and happy that you pressed that play button, whether you're in the comfort of your own home, the comfort of your own car, or wherever you might choose to be on this lovely Monday afternoon at lunchtime. We thank you for tuning in. We've got some exciting news tonight. We'll not be seen, but we've got a special guest in the studio with us tonight. So, way back when, we gave a shout-out to one of our biggest fans, probably our biggest fan, family excluded, for sure. Riley. Riley got to come out tonight. We got to finally give him his birthday present of his T-shirt, sign it for him and everything. And him and his dad, Chance, are here with us in the studio audience tonight. We're hoping we're going to be able to make them laugh before they got to catch out. But once again, shout-out to Riley, just, you know, and everything that he really means to us.
That's right.
You know, coming out here tonight and just the excitement of getting to see him being excited. It was great. It was great. Definitely something that we will all cherish.
That's for sure.
It was a very cool moment, you know, kind of the fruits of our labors after a year. And, you know, just really getting to see, you know, on days when today, like when we got 13 views at the end of the day, 14. You know, maybe 14,
maybe 14
by now.
By now.
You know, seeing that, you know, the one or two people, man, that are just really excited about it and look forward to it every week, man, it means a lot. So thanks again, Riley, for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so yeah. Today's episode is not doing very well, but this one is going to do fantastic.
Absolutely. And the other one is still early.
It's not that early.
Positive.
But the title for today's video did say episode 55.
I saw that.
No more lashings from Derek, you know?
You learned, didn't you?
Yeah, Thank you. Absolutely. I did. Yeah.
You don't play.
So Derek says he's got an entire phone's worth of content over there.
There's one thing I'm dying to tell y'all this.
I'm glad it's y'all.
So...
The top of the list just says cat food.
I don't.
This is a grocery list.
I don't buy new clothes very often.
I can see that.
So
as he's rocking his free Y96 T-shirt.
Very good observation.
Thanks,
so,
man.
So I've got some shirts. Let's just say that they might be faded a little bit.
Prom 91.
Listen. Yeah, listen, the guy who like wants to try to reuse stamps is one. To everyone's surprise, he doesn't buy new clothes very often.
Right. So, I've got a few shirts that let's just say they've got a little age on them. Let's just say
sure.
I can't give you a date.
Sure,
I can't give you a year, but I'm standing at work.
Can you give us a century?
I'm standing at work the other day, and I've got on a polo shirt. Okay. And I'm standing there next to the guy I work with, Ricky, and Ricky looks at me and he says, Alvin.
He's almost there.
He says, Alvin Klein. And I said, what? He said, who's Alvin Klein? I look down and I've got the shirt up there. The C, it's a shirt that says, Sid Calvin Klein. I got three of them. I have three of them. One's navy blue, one's gray, and one's a light blue. So this is the gray or green one. So I looked down, and sure enough, the C has come completely off.
Yeah, man, Alvin Klein. He's got that company, Olo.
So if y'all didn't know already, Calvin has a twin brother whose name is Alvin.
I believe it.
So
rocking them Olos up there.
I told him, he said, I shouldn't have said anything to you. I said, I'm glad you did. I said, I may have to retire this shirt now.
Yeah.
So I get home and I look in my closet. And fortunately, the other two shirts still have a C on them.
Did you check your Ami ill figure?
So I've still got two out of three shirts that are okay. Now, they got some age on them, I remind you.
You think?
It still says Kevin. Now, it's missing the entire back. The entire back's just gone.
It's like Hulk Hogan's about to pull it off still, in the ring.
But so, it still says Calvin Klein.
So I think this may even be more sad than the fact that I had Alvin Klein on that day.
That's going to be tough to pull off. Derek, let's see what you got.
I got home and I put it in the dirty clothes.
Wait,
not the trash can.
Yeah, we just said it needs to be retired.
I forgot, so I washed it.
Because I forgot.
I washed it. This is the worst part, though. I got it out of the dryer.
Folded it.
And I hung it up, Chris. My good ones go in the closet.
I couldn't throw it away.
My old shirts go in the drawer.
I couldn't throw it away. So I'm sad to say.
No, you're not.
It's still there.
I'm sad to say that I'm going to try.
Oh, we almost had it. Come on.
I'm going to try to just rub off Alvin and Clyde. Just
and what?
Just have a plain shirt.
You know what, Chance? I may have changed my mind. We may end up taking that donation right here in just a minute. I'll be honest with you. We got to get him a couple more t-shirts.
Because I just don't want to get rid of it yet. I'm not there.
So it's not the fact that you, because
it's probably a $20 shirt.
Yeah, because you can go to TJ Maxx or somewhere like that.
That's where it came from.
We're gonna come back around to TJ Maxx in a minute, but it's the sentimental value of it, right?
There's no sentimental value to this Alvin Klein shirt. I think there must be.
It's not thrifty.
And I'm not sure if I would say it's thrifty anymore.
Man, that's the shirt I wore whenever I went on my interview when I was 20 and got that job at YKK.
That thing
means something.
I've had it for a long time, but it hadn't been that long. It's probably a 15-year-old shirt.
You have a tear in your eye.
I do. 15-year-old shirt?
Probably. It's probably 10.
Nah, he's backpedaling.
Okay, it's 10 to 15. 10 to 15. Most of my shirts are. I've got a few that are newer. But a lot of them are old and
faded. It's
hard to
look at you with that tear in your
eye. They were straining for a minute, dude.
Because I really am embarrassed and shamed and at the same time. It's funny because it's factual.
You are
because
not.
It's factual.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much shame and embarrassment.
I can't pass up a deal.
He thinks he's supposed to be ashamed and embarrassed, but he's just not.
I can't pass up a deal.
What is the deal that you're passing on?
Yeah, there's no deal.
There's no deal.
Because
we're just refusing to throw trash away.
Yeah,
it means something, Chris.
I really don't know what to say to that. I don't.
Speaking of, you just can't pass up. He can't pass up an opportunity to be helpful, Chris.
Be helpful?
How many times have we been telling this man to leave folks alone?
Yeah.
So let me tell you about my barefooted beauty.
Okay.
Yesterday. We had some errands to run, right? It's Sunday, it's a day off, so we're just bebopping around, you know. And we had meant to go to TJ Maxx yesterday afternoon, and we somehow got sidetracked. K Jewelry, and so we ended up going last night after we dropped off food to Mom and Derek and JJ. All right, because Aaron had cooked, so we went and did the Meals on Wheels thing.
Sure.
And so, anyway, that's another story. My God, she can cook. So, we go to TJ Maxx to get me a notebook because it's work-related. I won't go into it, but it's work-related. And so, I said, you don't have on any shoes. And she said, well, I'll just walk in there without any shoes. And I said, oh, I know you will. So, when we're at Derek and JJ's, they're saying you're not going to go in there without no shoes. She's like, no, I would never do that.
What? No.
What? I wouldn't go in TJ Maxx without any shoes on.
That's just a joke.
So we get in the truck and we start riding to the store. And she goes, I was just joking about going there without shoes on. I said, no, you are not. You totally were not joking. I'm not going in there without any shoes on. I can't believe you thought I'd go in there without shoes on. I can't neither. So we get there.
Sure, buddy.
Now we pull up. She says, I swear this is true. Baby, I'm going to go in there without my shoes on, only because I know you can't find that notebook you're looking for. I've gotten to help you. You'll be in there for an hour trying to find that notebook. I know you're not going to find it, so I'm going to go in there. Don't draw no attention to me. So I said, okay. We've got a TikTok page called She Calls Me Daddy. Go on there, and you can see her going through TJ Maxx with no shoes on.
I saw it today. It's good that which is did funny. See it today. Yeah, because I thought, I'm sitting here thinking about you. She was just like, don't call anything to myself.
Just
and the
say
first
that.
Thing you do is like, we're going to record it. You know what I mean? I got her.
I'm almost running in the store if you can't. If you,
oh, she
if,
was moving.
Yeah, she's moving.
She was moving.
Quick. Yeah, she's moving quick.
She's on a mission.
That's funny enough in itself. But sure. We come back out, and we're literally sitting in the truck. And
can I interject at this moment?
Come on.
I will, and I'm going to pitch it back to you. So JJ and I had left her house, and we had to go run an errand. We're going to Walgreens. Well, we're right there between Circle K and the Nissan place. She said, go straight. She said, I want to see if Aaron went in TJ Maxx barefooted. I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah, go straight. So I went straight and pull in, and as soon as we start to turn in off of Mall Road, she goes, there's the truck. I said, all right. And then
they pull up beside us. And I'm like, I was just thinking to send you the video. Like, literally. And so we talk for about 10 or 15 minutes. And right at the end of the conversation, Derek says, Brian, is that passenger front tire look like it needs some air in it? And I looked over there, just like, I don't know, this Nissan Sentra or something. And I'm like, yeah, it actually does. He goes, I thought so. From this angle right here, it looks like it needs a good bit of air in it. I said, yeah. So we finish our conversation. He pulls out first, gets in the lane to leave, you know. And I go to pull out, and he stops.
Oh, my God. Leave the tire alone.
And she said, just turn left. And I go, I can't. This is the flow of traffic. You have to go to the right. And he's blocking me. She goes, what is he doing? I go, he's doing something about that Nissan Sentra's tire.
Bugging him to death.
And so I have to, like, go around him, and he's getting out of his truck with a napkin with a note that he has written to the driver of this Nissan Sentra.
You didn't even fill it up with air?
I wasn't going to go that far. I might have got in trouble for that.
He
I could have.
Wasn't going to go that far.
I could have.
But you're going to leave a stranger a napkin note
a
with
napkin
a Sharpie.
Note.
Saying, looks to me like you got slack tire over
and
there
you know that's exactly how whoever that was
read
that note too.
Yeah, read it.
Just in their mind, like, man, you look like you got a little bit of air in that old tire right there.
Call me Saturday night on the Classic Country Jukebox and let me know.
I'm right around the corner now. I got a tank now. We can come on around and get it all fixed for you now, boy.
So when I pulled out, I could not drive away.
Obviously.
So we got in the it, we got,
we
what,
could tell
that's
that
what
you
we
had,
were just discussing
that you had the inability to drive away.
So whenever I pulled out into the flow of there wasn't any traffic, when I pulled out and going down the lane, JJ looked up and she said, You realize you're parked right here in the road? And I just wrote down front right tire needs air or something like that. I was very generic with what I wrote. And I hopped out. And because she asked me, she said, what are you doing? I said, I got to leave a note. I said, I can't leave. I said, I cannot leave without leaving them a note. And I was afraid, this day and time, you know, I don't want to go over and touch their vehicle. I'm afraid they're going to come out, and I'm going to have to put it in there and then jump in the truck and leave real quick. Like they're going to think I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah. Like
but anyway,
flatten their tire.
Yep. So anyway, we start to leave then. And if I may, as we're headed toward Walgreens, we ride by the new structure they're building next to the mattress place, and JJ says, hey, you know there's Jersey Mike's going right there. And I said, and I looked at her, and I said,
what's that?
No. I said, I know, baby. I said, I'm the one that sent you a screenshot 3 hours ago to tell you about it. She goes, oh, I couldn't remember who told me. She said, but I knew that somebody had told me. I said, that was me. That was me.
Your boyfriend. I'm the one. Look here.
Anyway,
woohoo!
It says there was a lot happening right there in that short period of time.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
But the look on your face when you got out of that truck was the look of a man who had just saved a puppy that was headed over a waterfall. He was like,
I was real.
I got him. Don't worry, Brian. I
would have had a hard time sleeping had I not done that.
We believe that.
And it's the truth. I'm serious. It's a heart attack. I could not drive out of the parking lot.
We believe it. What do you got for that, Chris?
I mean, you know, not for nothing, man. What a very helpful,
why would you
just
not do
wonderful
that?
Person.
Why would you not do that?
Listen, I am Captain Stay in My Lane.
I know.
Unless I'm like forced out of it. I just stay in my lane, you know?
I know.
I just stay in my lane. Because of much what you said a minute ago, you know, you just never know these days. And even not that thing, man, you have this, like, unquenchable thirst of, like, having to help people. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You see someone perceived in need. And you That's, want to help make their life
could,
better.
I wish I could argue that with you, but you're right.
You know, we've got episode upon episode upon episode of exhibits for the court backing up my side of this argument.
Exhibits for the court.
Listen, you just can't win. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think I have that.
See, this is how Derek
sees
it.
I do to a degree, maybe, but like just random people. I don't know.
This is how Derek sees it. They're going to get in that car, and they're going to drive with a little bit of slackness in their front tire, and something may happen to them. They may pull them off the road and cause an accident, hit a speed limit sign or something like that, damage that beautiful Nissan Sentra. And if they do, they can come see me at Dublin Nissan, and I'll be glad to put them in another one. But that's beside the point. But what he overlooks is the fact of breaking news. We have a story out of Dublin, Georgia, where a pedestrian witnessed a driver stopping his Nissan Sentra at the air pump at the Circle K, and a car sped up and ran him over, and he did not make it.
So
we
what
have
did you
his,
do in Essence?
We have
like
his wife
on the news.
We have his wife on the scene. He's supposed to come straight home, TJ Maxx. I don't know why he went in that Circle K to get air. That tire's been flat for a month.
Okay, listen. One, really dark. Love it. Second, would your first thought be about the tire? Like, see that on the news and you're just like,
all right,
dang, I bet he didn't even get a chance to fill up that tire.
let me reel this back. Let me reel this back in. So.
Yeah, that took a turn, Brian. I appreciate that.
It really
did. That's
what
I'm here for.
Yeah. She really did take a turn.
Yeah.
So I will not allow myself to go there in my head. It's
hold
yeah,
on.
But,
I just
only went, you did go halfway there.
I just got a text. The driver did make it.
You will go halfway there. Everything he said up until the Circle K bit, you believed and you thought. The being veered off because of the lack of air, the hitting somebody else or hitting his
own. I prevented that.
You believed all that.
I prevented that.
And he just had to go like blatantly over the line for you to be like, I didn't think all that now.
Well, I didn't think it that far.
I mean, I'm not crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the hell he was doing at the Circle K.
He told Betty he was going straight home. What's wrong with him?
The whole it's I guess I look at it as just it's something that costs me one napkin.
Sure. Which is pretty precious to me, let's be honest.
Which is a big deal to him, let's be real.
One napkin.
Dinner, and he's like ripping him apart. There's like four of us upstairs. He's got one napkin.
Hey, get out of the paper towels now. I got napkins over
this
here.
This isn't pizza, so it's not going to be as greasy. Everybody's getting a half a napkin tonight.
Have I ever told you that he used to hand out napkins? He'd grill burgers, man, and he'd hand out napkins. He'd say, where are the burgers from tonight? I said, whoa, Little Caesars burgers. I didn't know they sold burgers at Little Caesars. Here you go, Brian. Oh, Arby's for Aaron. Here you go,
that's
Aaron.
That's such a classic, like, Derek style joke.
That's what he did. I couldn't make that up, bro. That's real life.
I believe that 100%.
That's
that
real life.
It
is. I'm sorry. What's that, Aaron? An extra one? No, I'm sorry. We're only going to be able to give you one.
Because you have like dad jokes, and then you have Derek
dad
jokes.
Yes.
And the that's a Derek dad.
That
joke.
Is definitely
that's another
a Derek
level
joke.
Above.
That is a true story.
That is true.
Yeah, man. But you know, live your life.
But the bad part is, and Kobe will tell you this.
Wait a minute. We haven't gotten to the bad part yet.
Well.
Wait, there's more.
So, when they were younger, when I say younger, well, now I'm making it worse.
Let's keep going.
So he's 21. We'll say when he
open
was.
Open mouth, insert
when foot. When he was 17. When he was 17.
So 4 years ago.
Yeah, he was 17. She was 15. He went through a phase.
COVID?
Where he used his hands when he shouldn't be using them to eat. So I'd get over to him, and I would limit him with the number of napkins he could use.
So he would just eat food with his hands?
Yes.
Is what you're saying. I thought maybe like he was like, couldn't figure out how to use the fork or something. No, like, I forgot! Just throwing stuff
that's
around.
That's kind of what it was
he
like.
He would eat with his hands, and it creates more mess.
Yes, and I said, you ain't getting another napkin. You better use
no,
that
you
thing.
Didn't.
Yes, I would.
You got from a fast food restaurant.
His sister would back me up if she was sitting here right now.
She would agree that this happened, or she would say that you were right?
She would agree that
it happened. We don't doubt that, man.
She told the story.
She would
tell
you that the story is true. She would not back you up.
She told the story the
other
week in front of JJ. She told the story about how I would. I'd give each one of them one, and he would get up. If he went in there to the kitchen sink, I would look at him and say, You better not get a paper towel. You better not get enough. And I'd give him another fast food napkin if he had to have it. But I would keep like four or five over there where I was at. If I realized that one was getting obliterated, I'd say,
obliterated.
I'm giving you one more.
Look at him, Chris.
Look
at him.
I think you're.
Look,
I know.
Look at him.
I know. Listen, I think your brother has secretly got a nest egg. He's got like gold in the backyard.
100%.
That is a thrifty.
100%.
I do not. Yeah. That's why.
Oh my God! There's a penny.
100%.
Pinching. Pin. Boy.
Woo. Poor Colby's pants just grease stained on his jeans.
Alvin Klein would be proud.
He would. He certainly would. Well, thank you, Derek, for letting us in that part of your life.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sad to say there's probably more.
I'm sure we'll hear more stories. But you're okay, though?
Yeah, I'm good.
Mentally, financially, everything's fine. Mm-hmm.
I will tell y'all.
We worry about you sometimes.
I will tell y'all that I'm not buying any more bottled water. I just replaced the filter upstairs, and I got two more. This should last about, I don't know, 3 to 6 months. So when that water in the refrigerator runs out.
As you can see, the water's
gone. When that water
gone.
Runs out, you should use it straight out of the
straight
refrigerator.
Straight out
the
tap.
Yep.
Fresh out the tap.
You ain't got to use it out the sink.
Listen, I'm from Macon. I grew up on city juice.
Well, that up there is, that's well water.
Oh, that's the good stuff anyways.
Where does it come out of?
That well.
But the tap?
You can use the refrigerator one. You can put the cup up over there. That's what I got right here.
I better save my bottles then.
Yeah, refill them.
here's what I can do for y'all. I ain't going to tell you I'm going to watch them every week, but I will bring y'all's cups upstairs. That way y'all can just fill them up from the tap. I just want to let y'all know that.
Man, that's very generous of you.
Good looking out,
man.
I just want to let y'all know. So if you want it from a bottle, you got to save the bottle. Once those are out, I got to tell the kids too.
Fair enough.
Yeah, let them know. Lay down the law, you know. No more bottled water, one napkin a meal. Think it's a game.
Try me.
That's right. Have to put you in that old Matter Daddy.
I love it.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm going to work on transitions one day. What about dog?
You ever seen
I'll
that?
Bite.
You ever seen that show?
Yeah.
I was just watching it the other day.
Were you really? Come on?
Yeah, bro.
You're really? Not like, this isn't like a bit to get this conversation started? You were honest to God, you were watching Dog the Bounty Hunter the other day.
Yeah, we've There is a station that plays continuous Dog the Bounty Hunter reruns.
No.
Really?
100%.
How do you get
Why that? Are you excited about it?
How do you get that?
It's like
I'm over here just like, no, and Derek's like just like, really?
It's like Samsung TV or something like that. It's like a live.
Oh, you'd have to get a new TV.
They do that with Pawn Stars. Continuous reruns.
Some like True TV type of channel. Just
yeah, I guess.
Scripted reality TV.
Yeah, and somehow we always keep it on Pawn Stars, you know, until we like start streaming in the evenings or whatever. And
is Lizard Lick Towing on there?
No, but that's a good one.
I may get on board with the Lizard Lick. That was very scripted, very underrated, though.
That stuff didn't really happen.
They're all scripted there. It's fine.
Dude, Lizard Lick was legit.
Don't stop.
What was the guy's name?
I'm kidding.
It was Bobby was his helper.
Yeah, you ever think we'd say that on this? Lizard Lick was legit.
Lizard Lick was
it was not on my 2024 bingo card.
What was his name?
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Come on. Anybody in the studio audience remember their names?
Nobody remembers them. Just look it up. Anyways, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm going to think of his name.
Are you going to do the alphabet?
Yep. Don't
That's
tell me.
That's crazy.
Derek.
I tried
don't,
to do it the other day.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going
to
do this
tried to
the,
do that the other
the
day.
Alphabet.
And I couldn't do it. I just felt stupid. I was just like repeating the alphabet in my head.
Don't say it out loud. I'm going to come up with it with the alphabet. Hold on.
I got it.
You know his trick? You know his trick with the alphabet? You seen him do it? He'll go through the alphabet and like will somehow remember when he gets to that letter with the
really?
Name. Yeah, I've seen him do it multiple times. It might be the coolest trick I know that he can do.
No way.
I tried to do it at work the other day, and I was just A, B, C, D. I just kept on going through the alphabet. Didn't get anywhere with it.
Will he tell you what letter he's on?
Well, you'll know because their name will start with them.
But
I've only seen him miss it a few times. Maybe I'll go to him like A, B, C, D, E, Eric.
Huh.
Do it just like that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I might be running into a problem with this one.
Yeah, though. I am because the pressure's on.
Let
me run through it one more time. I'm going to run through it one more time. The star with the mullet, blonde hair,
yes,
on Lizard Lick Toe, and that was married to the girl that was also on the show. His best friend was Bobby.
Yep, yep.
All
that so far is accurate. Everything you've said so far is accurate. For all those out there that are big Lizard Lick fans, it ran for 4 seasons. 2011 to 2014.
That's 3 more than I thought.
Do you mean to give you a hint or anything?
Because it's not coming.
His first name begins with R.
Reginald.
No.
Is it not Reginald?
Ronnie.
It's a good guess.
Ronnie.
Yeah, do you remember his wife's name?
What does it start with?
It begins with an A.
Abigail.
No.
I
thought that was pretty good. Abby?
No, that's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
Allison.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Artemides.
10 more seconds. Give me 10 more
Achilles.
Seconds.
Achilles. Avondale.
Angie.
Amy.
Amy.
Said their last name was Shirley.
Shirley, yeah.
I almost said Amy,
Ronnie
but
Shirley.
I didn't want it to be right.
And they were out of South Carolina, I believe.
Lizard Lick?
Carolina.
North
Carolina. North Carolina.
Yeah.
Raise up.
Yeah. All right. Anywhere.
Man, I can't believe I missed that. I was on the spot.
Who thought we were going to end up talking about Lizard Lick Towing? Carry on.
Please, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
We've talked about the dog before, man. One of the greatest shows ever on TV.
I'm not sure if I've ever said that, actually.
I don't know if I'd agree with that.
This is about to like be on the interweb, so I'm not
no.
A hard pass on that.
It's
take.
Just hilarious, man.
It has been funny at times.
Every episode is hilarious because...
Go ahead. You're dying to do it. Go ahead and do
no,
it. You're dying to do it. Go ahead and
you
do
gotta
it.
You got
to
do it.
All right, so I wrote a few of them down.
I know you
oh,
did.
No.
I wrote a few of them down.
All right.
Cool. I never really noticed that he did this, but, like, he as he's as he's getting more involved and like he's getting, because you can always tell like the episodes, like the earlier episodes, like they're driving around in an expedition.
Sure.
Like, and then they move up to like the brand new Tahoes, and you know.
Yep.
So and then there's more equipment as the seasons progress and all that. He's obviously he's on a reality show but he's also trying to like teach what he does. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow? And so
he's explaining what he's going through, his
mindset and making sure that Dwayne Lee and Beth and Leland and baby Lisa and all them, because like, they're like, you know, they're not like family, but I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
You have a question.
Yeah. Did you also realize that he went from Mavericks to Marlboros over the progression of the show?
I did not notice that. Okay. But he don't like to be filmed smoking.
Is that right?
That is correct. He does not like them to... He tries to hide his cigarette when he's smoking in between his searches. Yeah, we'll call it that. With his hairspray.
Bear Mason Beth.
I watched that yesterday, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's the
funniest thing, man.
You know what we're talking about? Uh-uh. So South Park did a spoof of it, and it's Cartman as a hallway monitor. And he's doing the same thing. He's like, I'm the dog, the big bad dog, the hallway monitor.
Yeah.
And he goes through and like, Bear Mason Beth.
It's great. One of the episodes I watched yesterday, actually, they were talking to him and Beth about the South Park
really?
Spoof.
It was so good.
And they were honored that South Park did that. Cool.
Yeah, I'm glad that you know. Yeah,
and they got a good laugh about it, man. They thought, hey, man, if South Park is putting us in an episode, we're somewhere, you know, we're somewhere in this thing. But I noticed, and I've never really noticed this in the past, that he'll stretch it sometimes, man. Like he will, he'll stretch it. Like he had this guy that this fugitive they were looking for, and he said, hey, he's a whatever. That's his occupation, you know. So watch out. Oh, I know what it was. He's something to something. So watch out for knives, Dwayne Lee. You know, like.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. So I was just thinking, my head started kind of going. And I was like, all right, guys, watch. This guy's a welder. Let's watch out for them welder helmets and a torch. He might try to light you on fire. This guy's a dentist.
Oh, God.
We're looking for a dentist. This guy's a dentist. Watch out. He might have a drill. He might try to throw some scope in your eyes.
Oh, God, man.
So stupid.
There's got to just get another one.
All right, Beth. All right, we're going after Johnny. This guy's a pizza delivery guy. Watch out. He might try to put on top of your head that hot and ready box.
Hot and ready box.
He might try to put the hot and ready box over your head. Watch out. Keep an eye on him, Dwayne Lee.
You're so stupid.
He's so stupid, bro.
If you got another one,
That's all I got.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so funny because him and I will sit over here and laugh about how dumb and laughing and like crying, laughing you end up. And then 10 minutes later, you and me are over here just looking like laughing at how ridiculous and crying and laughing he looks. Those are all right. You could have done better. I like to hear some better ones.
Those were quick.
I'm sure. I know you're much better creative if you give it just a little bit of time.
I put no thought into that. That was like, you know, off the cuff. That's what came to me. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, definitely not bad for quick. Yeah. I bet you could come up with some good ones. Dude, my favorite part about it was how angry he was before he caught the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then just, like, super nice. You know what I mean?
He's
just like, you're a real POS. Get out. We're going to beat you to death. You're the worst criminal in the world. And as soon as they get him, like hey, man.
You want a cigarette, bro?
Hey, man, all you need to do, man, just turn your life around, man. Use this as a time to get your life. Man, we love you, man. We just want the best for you.
So yesterday's episode, he literally went after this guy in Hawaii, which keep in mind, and I know that y'all probably know this, but keep in mind, he can only practice in Hawaii and Colorado.
If I say it's two places.
Yeah, Colorado and Hawaii. So that's the reason he's in Hawaii.
And why is that?
Because he's a convicted felon.
Because he's a convicted felon.
You can't be a bounty hunter in the other 48.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just kind of lame.
I think he was like 19. and got into some trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think like he's a hardened criminal or
anything. No, he called a third degree
burn
murder because of he was the driver of some robbery and it went bad, and he wasn't even inside, and whoever he was with ended up taking the life of a guy. Yeah, so he did like 18 months on that.
I got you.
And then while he was in prison, he helped save a guy's life somehow. No details on that, and that's what the warden got with him and was like, you know,
yeah,
hey bro, see some good in you. Want a cigarette?
I know you can turn your life around.
You can turn your life around, bro.
Yeah. Hey, listen, for what is
come here, convict. Man, sit down, convict. What you doing helping that boy over there, huh? What, I see some good in you, boy. You're going to go far. You're going to be famous.
He's made it. He's made it into a huge thing, you know?
He really has, man.
People, not very many people don't know who that is, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
But here's the problem that he was having, though. He was talking about this, too, man. That when he got so famous, he lost the element of surprise.
Yeah,
Think about two Tahoes pulling up over here in this neighborhood, you know, and people playing outside in their yard, you know, like they do in Hawaii, you know, and kind of just like, mm-hmm. like we did when we were growing up and all that, riding bikes and all that stuff. And then they pull up in their Tahoes with cameras and all that. Everybody's yelling, hey, it's the dog, it's the dog. And somebody's hiding next door under their bed. I mean,
yeah.
There goes the element of surprise,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Not giving an autograph.
But he told this guy yesterday, speaking on your point, Chris, he told this guy yesterday, he's like, yeah, convict, I told you I was coming, boy. Get on there. Spread your legs. What you got? You got an ice pipe here, boy? Break that, Dwayne Lee. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he's like, God sent me to you, brother.
it's such a crazy 180-degree turn.
Did God take me so mean when you found me?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure there's people's lives that have changed because of the DOG.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. It's a decent bit. You know what I mean? I think, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
It was never nothing that I got into, like, faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can't be my age or from any recent generation hardly and not know who Dog the Bounty Hunter is.
Yeah.
You know, so there's something to that.
Funny guy. How much time we got?
We are sitting at 36 minutes and 21 seconds.
I do want to interject one more thing that happened at TJ Maxx, and this is, I don't know, I felt bad for whoever the person was talking to, and actually I put it in my phone as I walked away because I want to make sure I didn't misquote the person that said what they said. So if I may look in my notes, I typed exactly, man, your breath stink. You need to brush your teeth. So as I was looking at shirts the other day.
This was not yesterday at TJ Maxx.
This was Saturday. Saturday. Right. I went in there Saturday.
I'll be honest, I almost want no context with that. Just take that and run with it. That may be one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard.
Man, your breath stinks.
So
man,
I'm looking at the shirts, and I hear some, and they're right across the aisle from me.
Sure.
And I heard them say it, and I didn't even look over there.
You didn't look?
I didn't want to, because it was a woman that said it, a girl that said it, female.
So you just heard it.
I heard
didn't
it.
Didn't see the victim.
Didn't see the victim, because I didn't. Because it had to be embarrassing, and it was loud, too.
So now you want to stay in your own lane? Oh, no, I'm getting out of my
lane. I'm surprised you didn't go buy a freaking tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush.
Listen, man, I got you an appointment. Mm-hmm. The dentist is going to see you tomorrow. I went ahead and called in some favors.
But I don't know
make
what...
sure it's not a clinical issue.
I put my insurance on file.
Here's some scope for the time being, ma'am. Got you brand new to just immediately jumping in to help.
But when I heard it, I was like, I figured y'all would have something to say about that whenever I typed it in my phone. I was like, I cannot mess that up. I've got to give the exact quote. I can't.
That's a good one.
I can't get away from it. I've got to give the exact quote for sure.
Man, your breath stank. You need to brush your teeth.
That was exactly what she said. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, I felt bad whoever she was talking to. Apparently, their breath stank.
And they needed to brush their teeth.
Twofold.
If that would have helped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, she could have left it alone after that first one.
Yeah, right.
You know, but she went for the double dip.
Yep. That was it. I wanted to make sure I told y'all that.
Yeah.
I definitely put it in my phone so I wouldn't misquote the brushing your teeth.
Mm-mm-mm. That's good. Thank you for that.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Well, I got a topic.
Okay.
Actually, it's
it's a lot of papers.
It's a lot of papers.
Luckily, this week,
you probably got 10 to 15 minutes. Last week, I don't know if we got time to be rifling through the papers.
Unlike last week, I am not prepared.
Oh, God.
For this.
So last week you were?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Let's get it.
Back in the day of the Cola Wars.
The what? Okay.
The Cola.
Okay.
The Cola. Like the drinks?
The Cola Wars, like the drinks.
Yep. there's no problem. I hope Colby saw it. That's nice.
Sorry, man.
During the Cola Wars.
During the Cola Wars, Pepsi and Coke were going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this teenager, actually, I think he was a college student. Mm-hmm. So.
Both can be true.
Both can be true. Saw a commercial that Pepsi put out. Okay?
Okay.
I'm hoping that neither one of you guys have heard of this because I want your honest opinions on it. What the commercial was, they were introducing what they were calling Pepsi points.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Now, how you obtain these Pepsi points.
What year are we in again?
We're in 1996.
Okay, okay.
Okay?
Okay, and Pepsi points, okay.
Pepsi and Coke are going at it.
Uh-huh.
Pepsi's trying to corner the market, which is really weird for me, probably all of us, because living in Georgia, right here,
yeah,
by you know, Coca-Cola,
yeah,
I've always, like, it's always been like a Coke thing here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But apparently, elsewhere, Pepsi was really
gaining some momentum.
Lots.
Okay.
Lots. So what they did was they had this thing. It was a promotion called Pepsi Points. And you would get a point on Pepsi products. Okay?
Okay.
The points went out as this. A two-liter bottle was worth 2 points. A 12-pack of cans yielded 5 points. And I think, like a bottle, like you can buy a bottle in the store, because I think it was actually like a bottle back then. I think that was worth 1 point.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty sure about that.
That sounds right.
1 point, 2 points, and 5 points. So, and then they had all these items, could be sunglasses, a duffel bag, sweatshirts. You remember?
Marble points.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
Camel points. Cigarettes did it first.
Exactly.
Great marketing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the 90s were doing that. A lot of big companies were doing that.
Yeah. All right. Buy our crap and we'll send you more crap.
That's right. So,
for free.
So on the commercial introducing this promo, they're showing off this leather jacket. They're showing off the sunglasses. There's like T-shirts. There's actually, I think, maybe 53 items total that mm-hmm. you could
okay.
Redeem these points for, and each of the items costed a certain amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the commercial, the whole time in the commercial, it's showing like this school and this classroom, and it's vibrating, and there's just a lot of wind and a lot of sound and all this. And at the end of the commercial, it shows the outside of the school, and this Harrier jet lands with the Pepsi logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of it, it says, Harrier Jet, 7 million Pepsi points. Okay?
That's a bad move.
And you know what they did not include? No small print. No disclaimer whatsoever.
Oh, no. You got to give somebody that for a Harrier jet for, honestly, I mean, you could do the math on it or whatever, like, not even a dollar a point. Or even you could do it a dollar. You could do it $2 a point. It's a $14 million Harrier jet.
Absolutely. A Harrier jet at that time cost $33 million.
Oh, yeah. You're getting it for well under half off, for sure.
$33 million jet. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
The kid was 21 years old that saw the commercial and got the idea of, I'm going to make that happen. Like, I'm going to get me a jet. Like, for real.
How many points was it?
7 million.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me just tell you how much Pepsi that is. If he were to do it in the cans, each 12-pack is worth five points, okay?
Sure.
He would have to consume 16.8 million cans to reach his mark of 7 million.
God.
Okay? Oh, that comes down to 46,000 cans every single day for one solid year. Okay?
That's insane.
That's 552,000 total ounces of Pepsi, which is 2.5 billion calories and 689 million grams of sugar.
Your numbers are great tonight. I appreciate it, man. They're fantastic.
Thank you. I did better research today. I fired my last researcher, by the way.
Put a decimal point in the wrong place. Whatever.
Things can go wild sometimes when you don't have the right
people in
your
corner. That's a hell of a
way place
to misplace a decimal point.
Yeah, Erin was not happy with that. She got to the bottom of it, and we have now fired our researcher. You can see the new one that she hired for me.
It's on point.
On point.
Got it together. I love it.
$4 million is what... That would basically is what they were saying, $4 million in expenditure.
To do the 12-pack route.
To do the 12-pack
route. Seems the most cost-effective.
Okay. Now, the catalog had, like, all the stuff listed and what you could get. So, the kid had been given hiking tours, like, when he was a teenager. That was one of his odd jobs. He did a bunch of odd jobs and stuff like that growing up. And while on one of these camping expeditions, up, like, he liked to hike up these mountains, he met this very wealthy guy, and they spent a lot of time. Apparently, when you're hiking, you're pitching a tent, and, like, you're up in the snow, and, like, there's times where you're, like, just chilling in that tent, the two of you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And you get to know each other.
I hate you. Moving on.
And so he knew this guy was very wealthy, and so he like, I know somebody that'll help me with this.
Uh-huh.
So he calls his buddy, and he pull it back in, Chris. And he tells him, he says,
I can't. The more you say it, the worse it sounds. Yeah. Just before the story.
Lonely nights.
From pitching a tent, it's been downhill.
Yeah. And it would get cold, so they'd have to start a fire, and you'd have to stroke that fire. You're making this real hard on me, Chris. I'm trying to tell
you
a story.
You did that on purpose.
I'm trying to tell a
you
story.
You did that on purpose. I'm here. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Okay. All right. So he found a catalog one day because he went through all this trouble. I'm trying to tell most of this off my memory and some of it on my facts sheet. He called the Pentagon and got, like, the Pentagon spokesperson to call him back. And he asked him, is it legal for a civilian to own a Harrier jet? And they were like, yeah, but we have to take the missiles off of it, of course.
Sure, de-war it, I guess.
Yeah.
Decommission all the
ammunition. It's something like
ammunition
that.
Ammunition or something.
There's
like
a word.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But it can still be considered a personal aircraft.
Yeah, for sure.
After the demunitioning.
So that was the first kind of question that the rich guy wanted to make sure. Because he's like,
sure.
Is it even illegal to own this? So he ended up going like, man, you're crazy. No, because they had it down to the science. I don't have these numbers, but they had it down to the science where they were going to have like storage buildings to store all these pallets of Pepsi. And they were going to have to get storage buildings in locations in each in different states to where there's like a distribution Pepsi factory. I mean, it was that's a lot of Pepsi, bro.
That's crazy.
But the kid was like, breaking out. He had a business plan he had written out. And I mean, you know, he's like, this is what we're going to do. This is what it's going to cost. Well, then the guy says, we're not doing that. We're just not doing that. That's just insane.
The millionaire, the rich guy.
That's right. So the kid kind of gets bummed out. I believe I'm telling this right. And so he goes into a store, and there's this display up, and it's got this catalog on there. So he gets the catalog, and he's flipping through it, and he finds in the back of the catalog that says, the only required participants to submit 15 points from they had collected from that. It makes no sense.
No.
The catalog only required participants to submit 15 points that they had collected from cans and bottles. The rest could be bought directly from Pepsi for 10 cents each by mailing in a check.
Oh, Pepsi. Pepsi messed up.
So then he realized that all it would take to get 7 million points
is a check.
Is a check for $700,000.
312 packs and a check.
312 packs.
Oh, he got it for $700,000.
$700,000. $8.50, including the shipping. So on March, this is a true story, on March 28th, 1996, he mailed Pepsi 15 Pepsi points along with a check for $700,000, $8.50, and asked politely for his jet. And then he got a letter from the company returning the check with some coupons and made it clear that the jet in the commercial was purely fanciful. And this is the letter that they sent him. Mr. Leonard, the items that you have requested is not part of the Pepsi Stuff collection. It is not included in any of the catalogs or on the order form, and only catalog merchandise can be redeemed under this program. The Harrier jet in the Pepsi commercial is fanciful and is simply included to create a humorous and entertaining ad. We apologize for any misunderstandings or confusion that you may have experienced and are enclosing some free product coupons for your use. He, in turn, sent them a letter stating, Pepsi, your letter of May the 7th is totally unacceptable. We've reviewed the videotape of the Pepsi Stuff commercial, and it clearly offers the new Harrier jet for 7 million Pepsi points. Our client followed your rules explicitly. This is a formal demand that you honor your commitment and make immediate arrangements to transfer the new Harrier jet to our client. If we don't receive transfer instructions within 10 business days of the date of this letter, you will leave us no choice but to file an appropriate action against Pepsi.
Wow.
They refused. We're going to stop it right there, and I want to know what y'all think.
Well, first off, and probably the most important thing to mention and kind of go over is the fact that Pepsi is horrible. Horrible.
I agree.
Horrible. Terrible drink, terrible company. Do you know that back in the day, I'm not sure how long ago it was, PepsiCo actually went and bought KFC, Pizza Hut, and what's the other one I saw before?
Captain D's.
And Taco Bell.
Okay.
So they went and bought up a bunch of restaurants so that they could be in control of what fountain drinks they sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they could make sure that they always sold Pepsi fountain drinks because Pepsi's just terrible. Terrible. Horrible. I hope this kid gets a jet or the equivalent.
What do you
think? He's got a pretty good case.
I kind of like Pepsi.
Okay, fair enough. I like cherry Pepsi.
It ain't bad. I mean, I don't drink many soft drinks anymore anyway. But
so let's pretend you're the judge. How do you rule?
To the kid.
Based on
the fact that they advertised something as a huge company with every ability to make this happen. Mm-hmm. They advertised it. Kid did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they followed the contest rules, did everything he was supposed to do. So at this point in time, I would think you have to rule for either a Harrier jet or, at the very least, the monetary equivalent. Because I'm just not sure if you can give like a teenager a Harrier jet, which is awesome.
He was 21.
He was an adult.
He can't even do anything with it. You have to have a pilot's license to get off the ground. You know what I mean? Well, not to get it off the ground. To legally fly an airplane, you have to have a license. You have to be or with somebody with a license. You can't just get a plane and decide I'm going to fly it.
Okay. I agree with Chris.
But part of his business plan was in hopes of owning the jet to hire a pilot.
Sure.
To give tours and stuff. To fly it around.
How big is a Harrier jet?
It's pretty big.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, not like.
I'm thinking more like a two-seater.
What is the. So, jet. What is the rich guy? What does he have to gain from this?
A Harrier jet.
A jet for $700,000.
But I thought the 21-year-old was the one with the idea.
Well, they were kind of financially backing him.
Okay, so what is...
We go in on business together, you get your money first, and then we split profits type of thing, I'm sure is what it kind of was.
They were looking at making money off of this.
I got you.
You know.
Make your $700,000 back real quick. As soon as you do that, everything moving forward, we split it type of deal.
I got you.
Or I buy you out. Well, however they worked up the thing, but like there was money to be made because you now have a jet, which is awesome. And this. So how did they end up going? Everybody's on the kids' team.
Yeah, I was definitely on the kids' side. I saw the actual commercial. There was actually, obviously, no disclaimer, no fine print. It said at the bottom,
back in the 90s,
7 million Pepsi points. And the judge ruled in favor of Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Big Pharma.
Yeah.
It's not Pharma, but same kind of ruling, same kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Saying that it was an obviously a joke, and that any ordinary, reasonable person could conclude that a soft drink company would not give away a fighter plane as part of a promotion. Well, yeah, I would fight that because I would say, yeah, you're exactly right. An ordinary, reasonable person would not conclude that until they said they were.
Yeah, exactly. An ordinary, reasonable, profitable company is not going to offer a Harrier jet.
And then it says, an enforceable contract requires both parties' signatures. I mean, they just found loopholes in the law.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, listen, it's a big company.
And that judge probably got a big fat check from PepsiCo.
Probably.
To rule in that.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
When you get into legal battles like that where it's not like a criminal case and it's more like a civil type thing or like lawsuits or class actions and stuff, it's less about right or wrong and it's more about who can drag it out longer until somebody goes broke.
Oh, yeah. They definitely came at this kid with all types of suits, man.
You know what I mean? And even if he wanted to continue fighting it, they've got billions of dollars to tie this up in court and hire lawyers and pay people off stuff. And the kid, you know... He's got the one dude maybe backing him, you know, but he probably pulled the plug once it got a little crazy.
Yeah. I just thought that was
a good story. I like that.
Very interesting.
Throw your Pepsi out.
Yeah, I'm not drinking it anymore.
It sucks.
Not that I drink it now, but.
Where did you get your, where did you see the video at?
I watched it. It was on Netflix. It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Okay. Cool.
How about that Netflix making a good show for once?
Yep.
Well, that's what's up, man. Hey, man.
I didn't finish it, but.
Yeah, oh, my bad.
No.
You didn't finish the documentary.
Yeah, I didn't finish
it. I got you. I thought I cut you off. I was so excited to drop the people's elbow Pepsi.
Let's all
do it. You heard it. Coffee and ketchup. We're starting the Pepsi boycott. Although, I'll be honest with you.
I can't.
Most of our listeners probably.
They make Mountain Dew. I mean.
Diet Baja Blast is the only Pepsi product I drink. I might get a Taco Bell after this and get one. But. Pepsi is terrible.
Yeah, I don't.
Disgusting. Terrible's the word.
I would drink a cherry Pepsi every now and again from Marco's when I'd get a pizza because it was like.
Listen, and I hate to add this in because we're already pretty much at an hour. But listen, so me and my dad we're Diet Coke and Coke Zero. That's just what we drink. We don't drink Pepsi. If we go to a restaurant and they're like, "Hey, is Pepsi okay?" No, it's not okay.
Yeah, you've done that before with me.
Yeah, I'll take a water. Mm. You know, because I don't drink tea either. So we are. When my grandmother died, we got done at the funeral, and we went to a big like seafood restaurant type of thing, just down from the gravesite, so where all the family could like sit together and eat a meal after the thing. You know, very typical. And we're going around. He's this wonderful dude. I can't remember his name, but my wife remembers his name. My mom remembers his name. My dad remembers his name. He's going around and getting everybody drinks, right? And there's like, I don't know, 15 Russes and Daniels and just a lot of people like me just causing trouble. So we're doing drink orders, and he's coming around like, hey, I want a Diet Coke. My dad's like, I want a Coke Zero. And he's just like, we have Diet Pepsi. You know what I mean? We're like, well, that's all right. We'll just take a water. So he gives us the waters and everything like that. And we're kind of like making a little joke, you know, about like, oh, we just don't do Pepsi. We're from, you know, we live in Georgia and stuff like that, you know. So we just don't, you know, we do Coke products. And he's just kind of laughing and cutting up with us. Right after he gets done bringing everybody their drinks, we're like on this part of the street, and then like right across the street is a McDonald's. So we see him take off towards McDonald's. I'm just like joking around with my mom and everybody. I'm just like, he knew he didn't want this table. You know what I mean? He's gone. He called out. He quit the job and everything. He don't want nothing to do with us crazy folks. Comes back, and he's got two of the clear McDonald's cups full of a dark liquid. And I was just like, oh, never mind. He's coming back, but he's got to have some caffeine. He had to go get him a couple of iced coffees to go, you know what I mean, to make sure he got his caffeine up. He comes back out with cups of ice, and he's just like, here, man, there's a Diet Coke. Here you go, sir. There's a Coke Zero. He went across the street,
my man,
and bought, like, large, no ice, Diet Coke and Coke Zero so that we could have the right soft drink. And it's the best service I've ever had. And I did not get the bill, and it was a family thing, and I'm not sure. But let me tell you something. When Roy Russ gets some treatment like that.
Tip, tip, tip.
Oh, Roy Russ finna leave some money.
That was awesome.
Phenomenal service. You just didn't have to. You didn't have to. You know, but it was just kind of that extra step. Listen, I know. You got to take care
of it. That was great, man.
We appreciated it. Shout out to you, man, at the restaurant. Yeah, I can't even remember.
That reminds me of a time I went to a restaurant, and they were like, what do you want to drink, sir? And I said, I'll take a Pepsi. And they go, we have Coke. I said, cool, give me a half a gram and a Pepsi.
Yeah, half a gram and a Pepsi. It's a drug joke. You get it?
I do.
He didn't think it was
Listen,
funny.
Everybody, yeah. Thank you so much. We're going to end it right there on the cocaine joke. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to us, as always. Big shout-out to our sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services and Custom Sawmilling. You can find the links to their web pages in the description of this video. We have got a t-shirt or two or three that we are trying to still get off of. Reach out to us if you want one. coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. I think that's everything. All the housekeeping lists have been checked off. It's late, and I'm hungry. And it's time. There's no more sports left, so now I'm just sad. Anything else, gentlemen?
No.
Well, we will catch y'all.
Don't forget the new. Sign it off.
No, we're not doing that. Hey, appreciate it. Y'all have a wonderful week, and we'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.